Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the disciples, "If you love me and obey the command I give you, I will ask the one who sent me to give you another paraclete, another helper to be with you always. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot accept, since the world neither sees nor recognizes the Spirit. But you can recognize the Spirit, because the Spirit remains with you and will be within you. I will not leave you orphaned. I will come back to you. A little while now, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live, and you will live as well. On that day, you will know that I am in God, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who obey the commandments are the ones who love me, and those who love me will be loved by Abba God. I too will love them and will reveal myself to them." The good news of salvation.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
So since this is Mass for All Ages, if we had had a bunch more kids here, I'd talk a little bit more about the parakeet. But since they're not here, I guess I won't. So not all the readings have paraclete in them, but the one we had for today does. The Advocate. So last week, when we had the vision of Jesus reaching out to us and inviting us to follow him, that was in a physical sense. At that very moment, we could picture ourselves taking the hand of Jesus and knowing that Jesus would walk with us no matter where we went or what we needed. And so this week, it's more of a shift to Jesus is here with his disciples. Then Jesus is crucified and buried. And then we've been following the last 4 weeks the different revelations of Jesus, where he popped in on people to say, "Here I am, I'm still here. I look different than I did before, but I'm still Jesus." And so he's preparing us and the disciples for then when he really disappears from view, or an altered view, that he's still with us through the Spirit. And that dance. So when I was talking about join in the dance, it's like, you know, the Father or the Creator, Mother God, is in dance with Jesus. And their love becomes the Spirit, kind of like a mama and a papa creating a baby, right? So it's like Jesus and Abba God and creating the Spirit, who then penetrates and intermingles with us all. And so we don't have very much experience about seeing what we can't see. And so that's where the love comes in. In terms of we know that Jesus loves and Jesus asks us to love. So in terms of our time with one another, any time we see love, we know Jesus is there through the Spirit. We know the Creator is there and that dance is ongoing. In the songbook, you remember you had the song, Join in the Dance of the Earth's New Creation? This is the feast of the love of God. And so all through Easter, we've been celebrating the feast of the love of God. What we need to do ourselves is to create space and increase our self-awareness so that we know that we are full of the Holy Spirit and that we can express the Holy Spirit fully. So if we're kind of going about our day and we don't give much thought to anything or anything spiritual, then the Holy Spirit has not much opportunity to come forth. But when we have those moments of pause and when we have those moments of, oh my, I forgot my purse, which happened on the way to church, you can say, oh, the Holy Spirit is here and working. And so when I put in the bulletin the word perichoresis, that is that dance. It's an invisible dance, a movement that's eternal. It goes on forever, of the Spirit, Jesus, and our Creator. And so how do we join in that dance? And so we all have gifts to offer. And that's why I talked about we have the Ascension celebration next week. And the following week, Pentecost, we have all been endowed with gifts to give. And so we need to keep them stirred up. And I was telling the Wednesday morning crowd, when I was in eighth grade, I was involved in the square dancing at the Legion Hall. And that is wonderful dancing. It truly is. And so you're doing lots of circle dances and an almond left with the old left hand and around the ring we go, you know. And do-si-do, and you come here and they go there. And that dance is just wonderful. And it doesn't take very long to learn the steps. And I just, that joy that's involved in that, that's what we know is happening in creation. Our irises are blooming. It's lovely. We had that beautiful snow. It's lovely. And yes, are there some things that are dry? Yes. And we know that's all part of the process and that Jesus and the creating Spirit and God are all there working us toward the kingdom of God, peace and justice and love being the foundation. And so when we look back, and we've talked about this before, we know that the arc of progress is bending toward justice. It's bending toward mercy. It's bending toward love. Through the ups and downs and the backs and forths of civilizations, we're moving in that direction. And so we have to hold on to that when things are scary and when we don't see a lot of hope. We need to lean into this dance. Lean into the dance and say, show me. Show me the joy. Show me what I'm called to do, what gifts I'm called to bring. So our love comes from the Creator's love, Jesus' love for us, which we pour back in, and it goes round and round. So we're going to celebrate Mother's Day today too. And when we do the prayer for our mothers, we know that that is part of this. It is being a life bearer, and every single person here is a life bearer as we join in the dance. I know that doesn't have a lot of concreteness to it because there is nothing concrete about the Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity is here with us, and we do feel that moment as we open ourselves to it. So I ask you to sit for just a moment and ponder where you've seen the Spirit at work in the last day or hour, and just give thanks for that. Were you really disappointed not to get sprinkled again?